This episode of the Flight Risk Podcast is brought to you by...
A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away. Those words may ring familiar, but you've never heard an adventure quite like the Skeleton Crew.
Soldiers of fortune, cold-blooded smugglers, fallen Jedi, ancient droids, disgraced nobles, and galaxy-famous chefs. Those are just a few of the characters you'll meet.
Set in the Old Republic, with Season 1 during an unsettling peace, and Season 2 during one of the largest conflicts in Star Wars history, there's no shortage of action, suspense, or surprise when it comes to the crew.
It may start as a journey of fortune, but our heroes quickly stumble into a conflict between light and dark, as old as the galaxy itself. A smart mix of comedy, action, and unforgettable characters, The Skeleton Crew is an adventure you won't want to miss.
Season 2 is out now, with new episodes every Saturday. Listen to all our episodes wherever you get podcasts. And may the Force be with you.
A long, long, long time ago... in a galaxy far, far away.
Conclusion. The trio of Mandalorian hotshots make a last-ditch effort to keep the skies of Mandalore free from the Sith Armada. In this episode, we continue our aeronautical battle with Andrew playing Kane, Joe playing Bubba, and Nimoy continuing to play Jethro. Okay, we're back at the top. This is your guys' second round of attacks at these things. We're now going to be switching into the atmosphere. We're going to be doing pilot planetary now as we get closer to the planet. They're getting
okay.
They're spreading out and trying to get away from you guys to reach their selective targets. One. So we're back at the top. It could be any PC to go.
I'll do it. And pray. Because I'm slightly better.
Kane, he's our man. If he can't do it, Jethro can.
Okay.
I'm the new PC.
And I'll slow... I'll slow down a little bit to do two. And before I do my roll, I would like to say the immortal line that I've had written down for about two sessions. I'll try spinning. That's a good trick. A failure and two advantages.
All right, so that's going to be one downgrade under shot, but two blues. So we're going to upgrade your difficulty one and then two blues.
It was not a good trick.
So instead of the four purple you're shooting at, it's going to be one red, three purple, but you do get to add two blues to your shot.
Okay. Cool.
And then there's also the flip of the light side if you want. There are five of them sitting there.
Yeah, I'll take one. So that would give me... In the gunnery, that would give me... One of you, one red, three purples?
One red, three purple,
two
three purples. Because they're going at four speed, so it'd be four purple to hit them, one upgrade.
Two blues, two advantages.
Right, so you do not hit them, but you do have two advantages. You can either save system strain off your thing, or you could pass on blues to who's ever shooting next.
How much would it take to not do strain? Like, if I took one and then passed one
off, you could take...
Would I be able to avoid strain?
Yeah, well, no, you're not going to avoid any strain. If you had lost any strain, ship strain, I was going to let you just get some ship strain back with these.
Oh, I only lost, like, one out of 16. I'm fine. I'll just pass
them. All right, so next guy gets to add two blue to their shot, whoever the next guy is. So, we staying with the same order? Is Joe going to go, or is Nemo going to...
You're welcome to go again.
I'm going time. My role's here.
I am going again. I'll take those advantages.
Sure.
All right. So
It won't save you.
So let's see, we get four of those, and I'm going to be going at a three.
All right, so two upgrades and then one black. So right now you're looking at two upgrades and one blue and one black. Let's see if they have any armor or shields on their thing.
And two upgrades.
But they have no shield on their ship.
Yay!
Well, it's the Empire. They're not really big on shielding.
So two upgrades? Okay, cool. That's four yellows. I will take that.
And you get one black and then whatever and two blues from Andrew. And you can also flip a light side.
One black and two blues.
That might be a good idea.
That'll give me an extra green. So, and what am I shooting against? Purple. Two successes and two advantages. There we go. That's something. Finally.
Right, so what type of damage are you doing right now? What is your weapon damage?
Oh, weapon damage is so I'm doing it with the S-foil mounted. I guess we're just gonna say right now that they're.
Well, they can be lasers. No, the ships have laser cannons. That's fine.
Well, I mean, like, well, how would the ships have laser cannons and, like, people not be able to use them in miniature?
Because miniaturization technology is not super easy.
They're giant guns on giant ships.
Okay, that makes sense.
I'd assume there could be laser cannon tanks and stuff out there, but someone to carry a laser cannon in their pocket is a different thing.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's fine then. So he's going to be shooting his medium laser cannons, which is 6 damage.
All right, so...
And if I would have gotten another advantage, they would have known it.
If it hadn't been for your meddling kiss.
And that's what?
The quality is...
Oh, that means, if you get... if you get 3 advantages, you could rapid fire or something like that?
Is it 3 advantages, or is it...
Yeah.
That's probably it. You need 3 advantages. Unfortunately, I did not get 3.
All right, so you have taken out one of the minion ships in your group. So you have 2 ships left in the group that you are chasing right now. So that's 4 ships down. And now we are on Jethro.
All right, it's time for Jethro to do things. As per usual, normal speed, piloting. Yes.
No. You had 2 advantages, Bale, yes, so you can pass on 2 blues. You can either use them now on your piloting or on your gunning.
Bubba. I'm Bubba today.
It says Bale on my screen.
Bubba, thank you.
Two upgrades and 2 more blues. So you're looking at 4 blues on your shot with 2 upgrades.
2 upgrades.
Against the 4 purple.
2. Oh, nice. 4 yellows. 4 purples. Against what difficulty? Oh boy, I don't want to flip that light side point. We're gonna need that. It's getting
I'm gonna have my turn. I plan on using now. 3 of them right now, so.
Oh man.
Hey!
Yeah!
A good roll!
Nice!
4 successes, that's pretty good 3 there. Advantages.
Danny, alright.
Thank you, Jethro, for, Jethro. Thank you, Kane, for your sacrifice.
Yep. Great time playing, but I think this is finally the session where I die.
you became the NPC.
I say every single
time. This entire thing.
All right, so Jethro, how do you take
God,
out...
this entire thing has been like, we're expecting Kane to be the best guy, but it's like it's just Kane is... screws up horribly.
Yeah, because you all have so much better stats than me because
we're like shitty joke characters and we are somehow
you have ace pilot setup, so you have like 3 yellows and a green on everything, and my piloting is like I'm lucky if I get like 2 yellows.
The story they tell
when this is all over is you all three heroically fought in this battle. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Jethro
until
would
I
absolutely, yeah, would be like,
until
oh,
I
yeah,
explode.
I did a little bit, you know, but it was mainly Kane and Bubba. They did it quite.
Did I ever tell you the story of how Kane couldn't fight his way out of a paper bag? He couldn't hit the broadside of a cantina.
All right, so
oh, don't be so
this
loud.
Is a bad M. Night Shyamalan film. What a twist! He wasn't the main character at all!
So Jethro is able to take out two of his three minions right there. So that's going to be half of the group is now gone. Pretty good for you guys. We're doing okay. We can go one more round. I like because I want them to fire all their shots. I'll give you guys one more attack before they get into their little planetary thing. So let me do their three attacks real quick, and then you guys each get one more shot before they hit surface. And then that'll become the...
How many ships do we have left?
One group down, so that's three, one, four, six. There's six of them left. You've wiped out half of them. Mm-hmm. Not good.
There we go.
Really good. That's four. That's a really big upgrade. All right.
I'm all in right,
danger. And then last one. Okay.
Are these the attacks?
No, these are their piloting checks.
No, these are their...
Aren't we combining them into two minion groups?
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. I will get rid of that last one then.
How about you get rid of the middle?
Yeah.
If you want to flip a life cycle, I'll get rid of the middle one.
Forget it. We're flipping.
All right. So, one ship was doing unbelievably well and had electrical failure and just explodes on its own for some mysterious reason. It was struck down by the force and it just blows up. So... Yeah, exactly. So we have these two. We got fairly good downgrades on their checks. All right. So, Jethro, how fast were you going?
Two.
All right. Three. That means it's going to be one red, one purple for them. I will flip a dark side to get them to upgrade their shot. So there we go. Wait, how much do you have the one armor, right?
Shield. I have one shield.
Yeah, one shield. I'm sorry, one shield. Okay, I just want to remember to throw the black on there. And a roll. All dice have canceled
out.
Wash.
So that squadron of three seemed to be more focused on trying to get to planet side than take out Jethro and just kind of throw off some random shots to try to slow him down, but not very effective as they rush towards the surface trying to complete their mission. The second group is going to take a shot at Bubba. Bubba, how fast were you going?
I'm actually cruising at a three.
All right, so that's upgraded once to a red. So it's one red, two purple, and a black versus one yellow, two green. A roll.
Ooh!
Ooh, all right, so three plus, ooh, that's going to be another eight damage to your ship there, Bubba.
How much did I take the last time?
It was another eight the last time minus whatever your armor is?
Well, no, it wasn't eight because we re-rolled one of those blacks, so it was a two. We had two successes.
Yeah, so that'd be seven damage minus whatever your armor is.
Oh, okay, cool. So let me see what my armor is.
Yeah, out of your whole trial, you're not looking too good, Bubba.
Seven, so that's four. So that's a total of eight damage now? Nine?
Yeah. Out of oof. What?
Can you take some strain off of that?
Yeah, I think I'd like to take some strain. I kind of like Bubba.
Well, this is the last round of attack, so if he's not dead now, I'm going to give you guys one more attack, and that's going to be the end of
okay, yeah, in that case, then, I think he's still alive, because his armor's three. I took 7 points of damage before, so that's four. This is eight, minus three, that's five, nine. 9 points of damage.
Okay. How much does your ship have total?
One. I have one left.
Tim Trot's
all right,
hole.
So Bubba's ship, cool. What is it? What is it? I mean, it's space, but we know Star Wars, we can hear sounds in space. What does Bubba's ship sound like right now that it's on its last damage point? Hey, it's almost like a 72 Volkswagen.
One of the engines just like wobbling up and down, back and forth. All right,
so Bubba's thing is held together by whatever the Star Wars version of duct tape and dreams are.
I think it's normal duct tape. I think duct tape is a concept.
It's not even that fancy Gorilla tape. It's just regular old 99-cent store duct tape. So it's holding it together.
Yeah,
he used double rolls. It's fine. It's good. It's good. All right, so we are going to be at the top here, and you guys each get one more shot on these groups before they make landfall, and you guys have to pull out.
So what do we say that me and Dork go first? That way the good luck rolls can go to Kane.
All right. You want to try to change the order up?
We'll see.
Yes, you go very first because you've been outperforming all of us, and you're making us look bad.
I was expecting Jethro to die, but you know, apparently he's being copacetic about everything works. Just stop
my
stressing.
My ship is barely holding together, Jethro.
So I don't worry. Know
what speed are you going at?
I am going at 2 as always, the normal.
It's nice and steady.
He's been going nice and steady and like just lucking out on everything. I'm sitting here like, yeah, I'm a speed demon. I get all these great rolls on the speed and I'm still getting hit.
Okay, so I do 2 purple, my normal speed, no bonuses or anything or fallbacks.
No, I don't think we have anything passed on from the last time.
4 successes! So that's... How many upgrades is that gonna be?
Whoa!
There we go.
Okay.
That's gonna be at least three upgrades. At least.
What, 3 upgrades and a green... No, wait, because you get a...
Now, did you roll against your pilot planetary or pilot space?
I only have the 1 skill list.
Yeah, there's only 1 skill listed, so we've just been using that.
Well, hold on. There's a different...
I'm looking at the Starfighter.
What are you guys looking at? Are you looking at on adversaries? Is that the thing I sent you on?
Oh, if you hit the checkbox that says show all...
Yeah, show all skills. It's going to show your... It'll show all your skills.
Okay. Oh,
yeah, so
no!
Go ahead and roll your pilot planetary now.
Oh...
You know what, Dwayne?
Oh,
I'm sorry, but I don't think you disclosed that we were in the atmosphere yet.
This is
going
to suck.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. If you want to roll back the tape, I said the first round or two is going to be in space, and the last round or two is going to be in the atmosphere.
What? I can't hear you. What's that, Dwayne? We're still in space? So
please go ahead and roll your piloting planetary to see how well you do now that you're in orbit.
Finally, a roll I'm good at.
Okay, so I'm going from 3 yellows and a green to 4 greens.
Pilot planetary.
So, okay, so you get 2 upgrades and you get 2 blue. There you go.
Okay. Oh, I forgot to roll the purple. That's sort of important for me to do. How many purple?
4 purple.
Yeah, that's real important for me to do.
That's what you get.
So
5,
you get
that's
out
what
of
you
there
get.
With a
canceled
failure and three advantages.
All right, so you do not hit anybody on this last strafing as they're rushing towards the planet side. Your shots just go wide. The changing from the atmosphere is throwing you off. You're a starfighter. You're not used to flying in regular orbit around this planet down in the atmosphere, so your shots just go wide. You are able to pass over 2 blue to the next pilot, though.
Can we...
4 successes and then 5 failures.
Can we flip the light side in order to ignore the second roll?
No, that's a little unbalanced. Right. All right, so we are on the next pilot with he's going to get 2 additional blues on their shot. So okay. Who's going to go? Is it going to be Bubba or is it going to be Kane?
I'll try.
Yeah, you're going to need those 2 advantages. You're going to need those 2 blues the way you've
been
rolling.
All right, so you're going to roll your planetary against whatever speed you want to go.
Yes.
It's the last round, so
It's the last round. I'm just going
to
go three. Yeah,
you want to go down to two maybe to make your shot better. You can do that because you're trying to get a nice good shot because you know this is the end. I would advise that. You could also flip the light sides.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I'll flip a light side and then I'll do it at two.
All right.
Well, no. I'll flip it on the
good
shot.
Good idea.
So I'm just going to be going at speed two. Two successes.
Yeah!
All right, so there you go. Two upgrades, and then you get three blues because you got the two from the last guy. So two upgrades on your shot, three blues. So what is your regular gunnery?
So two upgrades on my shot. Let's see. It's two greens, so it'd be two yellows.
And then if you want to flip a light side, I'll let you throw another yellow in there.
Yeah, no. Gonna do something with that. And then how many purples? Four?
Four purple, yeah.
All right, let's see.
There we go.
Right. Five successes, three.
Wow. Right,
so that's going to be just ship strain if you're okay taking ship strain.
Gladly.
What were you shooting at with your weapons here? You have more than just lasers, right? If you want to, I don't know if you're shooting missiles or whatever.
No, I only have a laser.
Oh, that's right.
Cannon.
You only have lasers. Okay. So what damage do you normally do?
One second, so I would be adding three strain?
Yeah, three strain.
Okay, cool. So my damage is six.
So that's going to be 11 then? Right, with the five successes?
Okay. That's how we're doing
it.
All right,
let me see. That will kill... All right, so you take out two of... these droids, two of the remaining of six. So what does that look like? What kind of maneuver or shot is Kane pulling off to take out two of these bomber droids?
I'm gonna say after the sort of missed shot from Jethro, they sort of dodged out of the way and sort of into my path, so then I was able to just get to with like a hard enough turn that it like there was an audible creak in space, which is never a good sound, but I was able to turn it to get a good enough shot to knock two out. So there's four left,
and we have
all right,
we got one last ace pilot here to try to take out four. Two minion groups. I don't know how you're gonna kill two minion groups with one shot, but we'll see what you do here. Bubba.
I'm going
get the craziest shot known to man.
I am going at one speed.
You're basically putting it in park. You're doing like you're gonna aim like you're at like Bale. You're gonna take a knee and take a shot.
Exactly. Because there's no other combat rounds after this, right?
Yeah. This is it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Three successes, three advantages.
All right, so three upgrades and three blues added to your shot.
Okay, cool. So my shot is going to be...
I'm going to flip one of these dark sides to change it from the four purple to one red, three purple.
Mm-hmm. Are they traveling at a four, like, this entire time?
They've been traveling at a four the entire time. Their job is to get to the planet side as fast as possible.
So, I get three upgrades, right?
Three upgrades, yes. And three advantages.
And you can flip that dark side point right back to get
more. Yeah, you can flip it over
to... Okay, so, right now, with my gunnery is at... what is it? Two yellow and two green. So it turns into four yellow. I still have one left. That turns into one green.
Yes.
And then I have three
blues. You
can
flip a light side and turn that into a yellow.
Yeah, flip light side. You get five yellows, three blues.
Against one red.
Three purples and a red.
One red, three purples.
Can I flip another light side point?
No, you only need to flip one, my friend.
Only one? Okay.
Yeah, you only flip one.
Here we go.
Come on.
Yes! Yeah! Four successes, a thrill, and a triumph. I win! Bubba Trash.
All right.
Can I narrow... how many of these go down? with this
the most
roll.
Star Wars moment.
I feel like you usually a triumph would do a whole minion.
Yeah, that's how I've been doing it. So
okay, can I narrate this then? Because that would tell me. Because what you're telling me is I just knocked out the last of them.
Yeah, because I'd say those successes would take. There was what, four of them?
Yeah.
So that'd be one group of one and a group
successes.
Of three.
What's your damage?
Six.
So that would be ten damage.
So.
That would actually leave one alive.
Can I flip a lightsaber?
Oh, I know. I'm sorry. You have a triumph too, huh?
A minion group is three.
I'm sorry.
And cool.
The triumph would kill one, and then the 10 damage would super kill the last one.
Yeah, okay. I'll say you take them all out. I'll say you guys are successful.
Okay, all right. So I'm going to narrate this scene.
Okay.
So after Nimoy misses and...
After who?
Well, sorry. After Jethro takes a shot and misses.
Jethro misses.
It scatters them a little bit, right? It's because they're now in a... kind of like a scatter formation to avoid getting hit so that they can actually carry out their mission. Then Kane comes by, knocks out how many ships? Two? Yeah.
Yes,
Kane flies by, and as they're scattering, he shoots, kills two of them. Then Bubba gets into the atmosphere, slows down, aims his shot, shoots one of the remaining ships. That ship starts spiraling. And as they're trying to get back into formation, knocks out three other ships. Now we're down to how many? Two?
Two.
Two? Okay. Mm-hmm. Then, out of nowhere, a freighter comes flying by. And it is flown by a droid. And clips the wing off of the last remaining fighter, and it goes crashing down. Well, the freighter is perfectly fine because it's got weight on this thing.
Deus ex droid.
And that is how this combat ends.
Thanks for listening to the Flight Risk Podcast. The best and easiest way you can help the show is simply by spreading the word on social media. If you want to help us in a more monetary fashion, head over to patreon.com/flightriskpod. If you want to reach out to the show, we can be found on Twitter @flightriskpod and on Facebook.
So his name I can't remember now. Joe. Sorry, Joe.
I quit.
As Joe was talking about, it does kind of come back to... Oh, man. First last week, now this week.
Listen, young man. I swear I'll turn around this car.
Oh, God.
Bring me my latte and my trailer.
So
until the script changes, I am not going to perform.
You don't know this. That's actually Joe's real voice.
The Emperor!
Bring me closer. I want to hit them with my vibroblade. Okay. God. We're a mess. As I was trying to say before my brain turned to sludge.
Side note, I know we've gone on many tangents, but have you read The Star Wars, the comic? Adaptation of
the original?
Original.
Yeah. I was just reading that last night. I'd read it before, and I was flipping through all the legends where they did like the stuff where like Darth Vader was redeemed, Han, you know, all the kind of crazy ass stories.
Yeah.
I was actually reading that. I forgot how crazy the original story was.
I want Courtship of Princess Leia.
Like, the fact that Han Solo starts as a big frog man and the main character was named Anakin Starkiller. And
looking at the original script looks like it was written by a 12-year-old who was trying to remember what Star Wars was about.
Or
Yeah, like Leia's exactly Leia was the weird. Same.
No, all you're really describing is like a sci-fi like script writer from the 70s because yeah. they were yeah. all the sci-fi films were like that in the 70s.
Yeah, yeah, everyone with force powers had a red lightsaber entitled which were called laser swords with a Z.
Laser.
And then every stormtrooper had a blue one. But then they were like, oh, we probably can't logistically do that in film in 1970 whatever.
Listen, we only have enough in the budget for one light sword. So you'll need to do something else with the rest.
Vader was just some rando dude. He wasn't fucked up at all. He just had a big cape.
He just wore black for no reason.
He was just Nick Morale.
But so Han Solo was going to be a frog.
Yeah, Han Solo was a big frog.
He was Greedo.
Man.
Come on now.
I do not remember if Chewbacca was like there at all.
I'm going to say something. I think George Lucas was a griffing cat. Because the movie that we deserved, not the one we wanted, but the movie we as a society deserved involved Princess Leia kissing Trog Han Solo. More interspecies romance.
Does he then turn into Harrison Ford?
I want my family back. Where's my family? I want my family back.
Have you seen how creepy Harrison Ford is in some films? That's like, I'm not sure you're really better off. You've seen him in
because
Temple of Doom and Blade Runner. Like,
do fairy tales still work in space? Because she is a princess.
We have space wizards. Why can't we have space fairy tales? Why not?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, so like, if she kisses a frog man, does he turn into a normal man?
Anything's possible, man. The Force works in mysterious ways.
I mean, if it's Harrison Ford we're talking about, he's going to turn from a frog to a dude and then go looking for his family. Because that's what every movie after that Neeson, he made. Was like, I want my family. Like, Family Guy got it right. Where it's just like, oh, hey, here's Harrison Ford in another movie called I Want My Family Back.
It's so weird that he and Liam Neeson have had that same rough role, and then Liam Neeson plays space hippie Qui-Gon Jinn. Just the most laid back.
And then he turns into this super like FBI CIA dude who's just like you're gonna regret this. I will find you.
Yep, I've changed my answer. Qui-Gon Jinn deserves his own.
Yeah, no, he super honestly does.
All right, so
yeah, but that original Star Wars script sounds like pretty much what the script for Spaceballs was.
Yeah, like it was a comic released by Dark Horse in I think 2014, 2015. It's called The Star Wars, so it's very difficult to find.
Yeah.
So it was based on the notes, but it was released in the modern day. That is.
I can send you a link to
it. I literally was reading it on my tablet earlier, so.
Yeah.
All right, so we have to do our last introduction. We've only been doing this for an hour, and we haven't gotten to the game yet. So
we never do. Yep. I mean, like, it's just too much awesome.
All right.